everyone, and welcome to Wonderful World of Disney Audition Episode 2. I'm TheaterBound 31, or Allison, and with me I have Audrey Golightly 13, or Audrey. Audrey.
Hi. Sorry.
So, we have more auditions for you tonight. Sadly, not as many as the first episode.
We only have three this week.
Yeah. That's sad.
That is kind of sad. Especially considering all the people that have been saying they're going to audition.
I know.
If they're just going to have to wait till next week, I guess.
Guess so. Stinks for you guys. Mm-hmm. So, this week, we have three people. We have Could It Be Girl, Janie Girly 07, and Bright Disaster. Could It Be Girl and Janie Girly 07 are two girls that I know, and they are from YouTube. They are not from Voice Hollywood. They're pretty awesome. And then we have Bright Disaster, who is from Voice Hollywood. See what advertising does?
Speaking of Bright Disaster.
Yes.
Thank you for the plug last night on Animation Sensation, because I know y'all said that, like, we better thank y'all for the plug. We're thanking you for the plug.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Last night on Animation Sensation was freaking awesome. Okay.
Yes, it was. We've got so many people plugging for us.
I know.
It's kind of impressive.
We had them, and then did you listen to Dylan's podcast? Discourse with Dylan?
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, I listened to it. I told him that he needed to do a new episode, so I listened to it. And so he ended up doing a new episode. It was him, Valk, and Skywish. And they plugged Wonderful World of Disney first. And thank you, Sky, because she kept saying how awesome the show was and that everyone should audition. And then Dylan said he was going to audition, so... That he wanted to, so.
I know Blackjack plugged us, I think, on Rhythmatic Revolution.
Yeah.
So.
I think. Wait.
I know he plugged us somewhere. I forget where now.
It was one. He has two shows, right?
I think so, yeah.
It was on one of his shows. I listened to it.
Yeah.
I don't remember which one it was. But yeah.
Speaking of Rhythmatic Revolution, I actually auditioned for that.
I listened to
that's
the audition.
That's gonna be funny.
Yeah, so. We've had a lot of plugs lately, and it's pretty cool. I'm just happy right now because of what went down on Animation Sensation last night, so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you all should go check that out.
Uh-huh, yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. It was Disney Week.
It was Disney Week, and there was six competitors this round, so they decided to spring on us. At the end of last week, that they were going to turn this into a duet round, and guess who they paired together first?
Audrey and I!
It's like, they obviously did that on purpose. Because of this, so... Because
I even asked Bright Disaster, I was like, so, Audrey and I paired together for Disney Week. Just a coincidence, or... And then
there is
just,
no way that's a coincidence.
He just sent back a smiley face.
That was
face.
Some deliberate planning right there.
Oh, yeah. But I think we did pretty awesome.
I think we did pretty good. I'm about to post that to Hit Singles, too.
Woo!
So
everyone go listen to it! Yeah. Do you have anything else you would like to add before we start with the first audition? Of episode 2.
I think we're good this far.
Alrighty. Okay, so up first is Could It Be Girl. Her song is Part of Your World, and her scene is from The Little Mermaid 2. And she sang...
Which is the movie we did our song from.
Yes,
so,
and her scene is spoken by Melody. I love Melody. Okay. So here is Could It Be Girl.
Hey, this is Could It Be a Girl, and this is my audition for the Wonderful World of Disney singing and acting competition. For the singing, I'll be singing Part of Your World from The Little Mermaid. And for the monologue, I am going to do a scene from The Little Mermaid 2. So, I Really hope you guys enjoy. Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl who has everything? Look at this trove, treasures untold. How many wonders can one cavern hold? Looking around, who you think? Sure, she's got everything. I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty. I've got who's it's and what's it's galore. You want thingamabobs? I've got 20. But who cares? No big deal. I want more. I want to be where the people are. I want to see. Wanna see 'em dancing, walking around on those, what do you call 'em? Oh, feet. Flipping your fins, you don't get too far. Legs are required for jumping, dancing, strolling along down the, what's that word again? Street. Up where they walk, up where they run. Up where they stay all day in the sun, wandering free. Wish I could be part of that world. What would I give if I could live out of these waters? What would I pay to spend a day warm on the sand? I betcha on land. They understand that they don't reprimand their daughters. Bright young women, sick of swimming, ready to stand and ready to know what the people know. Ask them my questions and get some answers. What's a fire and why does it, what's the word? Burn, when's it my turn? When I love to explore that shore up above, out of the sea. Wish I could be part of that world.
And here's my monologue.
Hey, Sebastian? What's my mom got against the sea anyway? I mean, what could be so terrible about something so wonderful? You know what? Sometimes I even pretend I have fins. I wish I could tell her how I feel, but she'd never understand. I can talk to crabs, but not to her.
Okay, and that was Could It Be Girl with Part of Your World, and her scene was from The Little Mermaid 2. Would you like to go first, or do you want me to?
You go ahead.
Alrighty, I will. For your song, I thought your voice is, I think your voice is more like pop, which I think you could tell from the song, because I don't know if you were trying to sing it like the original song, because your voice definitely had this like pop twist to it. I thought at the end of like almost every run, it's the last word. You were trying to hold it out. It sounded breathy and kind of strained. And I don't know about you, Audrey, but I don't know, because I listen to these on my iPod. I save these on my iPod. And my iPod picks stuff up. Did you hear a bell noise?
Yeah, I was going to comment on that. I heard some sort of little jingly noise. It almost sounded like something clinking against a glass jar or something. And then at one point I heard what I could swear were birds in the background.
I totally heard that too. Because I have that down. I was like, I kept hearing a bell noise. I didn't know if it was just me. And I was like, okay. So I have that.
No, I heard it
so
too.
So just me?
I'm kind of curious as to what that was.
I was thinking maybe she was like, because I heard the birds. And then I heard the bell noise. I was like, is it like a cat, like has a bell around them or something?
Oh, yeah, with a little jingle bell on its collar. That would be kind of cute.
A little kitty. Okay, so I just wanted to make sure I wasn't like going crazy or anything hearing bells. So I have that. So just make sure when you record that you don't have animals in the background making noises. But overall, I thought your voice would be very pretty for pop. Like Disney Mania week, that's one we still have, right?
I believe so, yes.
For Disney Mania week, I think you would do really, really well. And I thought when you said stay all day in the sun, I thought that was like the prettiest part of the song. But other than that, I just thought it was, if you were trying to make it like the one from the movie, I thought your voice was a little too pop for that song, and there were breathy and strained parts. And then you sang the whole song, which did make me kind of happy. Yeah. And then for your monologue scene thing, I'm just going to say it right now, I love Melody. She's awesome.
Yeah. I took an obscure Disney princess quiz the other day that actually Ambie Lee created a while back, and I actually got Melody.
She's pretty awesome. And this, like, okay, on the last episode, I had said that for your singing, we want you to sound like yourself, but for me, I guess it's just because, like, I started the acting stuff with doing fan dubs and different voice acting stuff. So, with the acting, I like you to sound more like the character and make the character. But I didn't think you sounded young enough for Melody. She's only, like, 12. Actually, I don't know how old she is.
I don't know. I don't either. Because, like, I think they refer to her in the movie as being a teenager. Mm-hmm. And I want to say Ariel made some references to when she was her age. She was She was a regular fish out of water. Which leads me to believe that Melody is 16.
I don't know, because she looks a little small for 16.
She does. She looks like she's about 12. Yeah. But, like, I guess if she was 16, that would explain the whole, like, cotillion ball scene at the beginning.
I had no idea. Like, I know that was, like, her birthday, but I didn't. I swear, she's, like, 12 or something. Because, I mean, Alice in Wonderland, she's 12? She's 12.
I think so. She might even be younger than that.
I think she's 12 because at Disney World, she goes around telling people she's 12 years old. So, yeah. But anyways, I just didn't think you sounded young enough for her. The emotion was good, but when Melody seems like, she's, like, kind of, like, depressed that she can't tell her mother how she really feels. So I just thought the emotion was okay. It definitely needed to be brought across more, though. But the scene was, that scene was kind of short, so I didn't really have much to say.
What do you think, Audrey?
Okay. For the singing, you were flat in a couple places. I think it was the notes that you, like, held out at the end of a phrase. I don't remember. Don't have that written down. But, like, yeah, I think that's just, like, a breath support thing. I'm going to go all Ambi on y'all today.
Oh.
Watch for mic puffs, because I heard a lot of mic puffs in these auditions.
Yeah, I did. I didn't necessarily in hers, but I did in other ones.
Yeah. Yeah, we heard the jingly noise and the bird sounding noises in the background. Please, if at all possible, keep the background noises to a minimum. I know when you're, like, recording, and if you're recording a cappella, those will stick out. If you're recording with background music, it'll probably, like, mask it and we won't hear it as much, but during an a cappella audition, it's just, like, glaringly obvious. So, it seemed to me that you were kind of quiet on the first half of the song, but in a way I liked that because it gave it a nice build towards the end, which is good. I don't know if you were, like, recording a cappella or, like, with the backing track in your headphones, but I noticed a couple of, like, key changes overall and, like, throughout the song, which happens a lot if you're just recording a cappella, because it is hard to stay on the same key mm-hmm. if you're just singing it by yourself. As far as your acting, I liked your little intro part.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to say that. She, like, introduced herself and everything.
I know. And I thought that was really cute. And especially the way you said The Little Mermaid 2. That was so cute. And it, very enthusiastic. And I was just like, yay, Little Mermaid 2. We just did a song from that. We did For a Moment, which is the Melody Ariel duet.
Yeah.
And I was Ariel. So
I was Melody.
Woo. And yeah, your emotion was okay. It was pretty good, but it could have been a little bit better, a little bit stronger. And especially a little more, like, quiet excitement about having fins. But yeah, that scene.
Wait, it's not at that part yet.
Huh?
It's not at that part
no, yet. No, she was like, sometimes I even pretend I have fins to Sebastian.
Oh, yeah, I thought you meant because she's infants. Oh, no. It's not that part of the movie yet.
No, I'm talking about the line. and one thing I noticed, I don't know if anyone else would notice this, but this scene is the exact reverse of the scene from the original Little Mermaid, in which Ariel is sitting in her grotto talking to Sebastian about wanting to be a human.
Human?
That's the scene that leads into your song, actually, so.
They're totally opposite.
Her mom wanted to be a human, and the daughter wants to be a mermaid.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, I think that's all I had to say.
Alrighty.
Yes or no?
I say yes.
I will say yes as well.
Alrighty. So, Could It Be Girl is now in Wonderful World of Disney.
That makes 5 thus far.
5!
We're a quarter of the way to our goal now.
Oh my goodness. All right. So we had all that, and we remembered to say that, which is good. Next up is Janie Girly 07, which I find interesting because her name isn't Jane. I always thought her name was Jane, and then I recently found out on YouTube that it wasn't. Anyway, so Janie Girly 07, her song is A Change in Me from Beauty and the Beast, the musical.
Oh, okay.
And did you not know what it
was
from?
I totally did not recognize that song. I honestly have seen very few of the musicals. I don't think I've seen any of them, actually.
Yeah, it's from the Broadway musical. And then her scene is, it's in the opening, right? Of Sleeping Beauty. It's Maleficent.
It's not the beginning. It's,
or is it when she's with Philip?
It's like right in the middle, sort of towards the end. Cause she's got Philip like chained in her dungeon. So she's basically taunting him. She's like mocking him.
Was it that one?
Cause she's all like, she comes down to visit him and tells him how the story should be happening, but it's not going to because he's locked up in her dungeon. Of course, the little fairy godmothers swoop in and bust him out. But
yeah, because they're awesome. Awesome little old ladies.
Uh-huh.
I didn't remember if it was like when she has her whole monologue in the beginning or if it was the one with Philip.
Yeah,
or
this
what?
Is the one with Philip.
Because every time she speaks, it's like a monologue, so.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Okay, so here is Janie Girly 07's audition.
There's been a change in me. A kind of moving on, though what I used to be, I still depend upon, for now I realize that good can come from bad, that may not make me wise. But oh, it makes me glad, and I never thought I'd leave behind my childhood dreams, but I don't mind, for now I love the world I see. No change of heart, a change in me. For in my dark despair, I slowly understood my perfect world out there had disappeared for good. But in this place I feel a truer life begin, and it's so good and real, it must come from within. And I never thought I'd leave behind my childhood dreams, but I don't mind, I'm where and who I want to be. No change of heart, a change in me. No change of heart, a change in me.
Oh, come now, Prince Philip. Why so melancholy? A wondrous future lies before you. You, the destined hero of a charming fairy tale, come true. Behold, King Stefan's castle, and in yonder topmost tower, dreaming of her true love, the Princess Aurora. But see the gracious whim of fate. Why, 'tis a self-same peasant maid who won the heart of our noble prince but yesterday. She's indeed most wondrous fair, gold of sunshine in her hair, lips that shame the red, red rose. In ageless sleep she finds repose. The years roll by, but 100 years too steadfast heart about a day. And now the gates of the dungeon part, and the prince is free to go his way. Off he rides on his noble steed, a valiant figure, straight and tall, to wake his love with love's first kiss, and prove that true love conquers all. Come, my pet, let us leave our noble prince with these happy thoughts. A most gratifying day.
All right, that was Janie Girly 07. I'm having the hardest time saying her name. I don't know why. I had to think about it. But, so that was her audition. Yeah. Audrey.
Yes, it's my turn to go first, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, I did not recognize the song because I am not familiar with the Broadway songs. Your voice was, like, really shaky. I don't know if that's... Sorry. I don't know if that's just a nerves issue or a breath support kind of issue or what it is, but... Some of the notes you, like, hold out at the ends of phrases, like, I, behind, mind, and even me, the vowels were really nasally. They were that kind of wide, icky vowel. And they sounded a little bit flat until you added the vibrato towards the end of the note. Again, mic puffs.
Mm-hmm.
Volume levels, too. You got kind of loud in a couple of places, like at the beginning of the song. Maybe step back a little bit from your mic. That would help with the puffs and the volume levels so that when you have, like, a more explosive consonant, it doesn't come out as being so much louder than the rest of the phrase. What else do I have written down? Slowly understood. The word slowly was kind of pitchy. I think that one was like you stumbled over the word or something. I don't know. And a truer life begin. The begin was a little bit sharp. That was one of the big held out notes. It sounded just slightly off pitch to me. And then you're acting, more puffs, and because I'm being picky about puffs today because I heard a lot of them.
Yeah, I did too.
The phrase ageless sleep, you kind of slurred it a little bit and turned it into ageless sleep, which...
Yeah.
Yeah. There wasn't enough, like, emotional build for me because, like, at first she's kind of, like, with the whole destined hero, she's, like, kind of rolling her eyes at him, like, almost. And then she goes into describing Aurora and she's all kind of tauntingly sweet, like, you know, like, she's trying to be all sweet storybook, but at the same time she's keeping a little edge to her voice, which you had a little bit of that, but I wish you would have had more. Rising to the prince straight and tall, because she was all, like, just really haughty right there, and then she was, like, sneering on love's first kiss a little bit. I did like your evil laugh, but overall it needs to be a little bit more just meaner. You know, she's maleficent. She is just mean. She's evil. And, like, she enjoys making fun of Philip. So, I think that's all I had.
For your song, I have a lot of the same things. Beginning, it sounded shaky. But, you know what? It's not very good. It sounds shaky at the beginning, but that happens to me a lot. And then I have to re-record it over and over again. Yeah, I do that too. So, that's, like, if you sound shaky at the beginning, just redo it. Keep redoing it until you're not.
Well, I mean, to me, like, her entire song sounded really shaky. Almost like she was trying to do vibrato the whole time and overdoing it or something.
Well, I don't know, because I noticed the beginning sounded really shaky to me, but I have it as my next thing. There were times that she had major vibrato, like, just on a simple word, I could hear her have really big vibrato, and then some words she would have, like, none at all, which kind of confused me. I like vibrato, don't get me wrong, but... It sounded kind of interesting. I thought because there is a part toward the end, because this is, like, Belle, and she's, like, I don't know how to say it. She's, like, telling, this is a scene she's, like, telling, wait, is it? Yeah, she's with her dad, and she's telling him, like, how she's, like, changed and stuff. And so she's being, like, very passionate and forward about it. And I think... There's parts at the end where she does build, and I just think those needed to be emphasized more because they sounded kind of like the rest of the song. And I pretty much have the same things that you do with the song that I really noticed. And she sang the whole song, which made me happy. For your acting, I thought you sounded like you were trying to be really quiet. And it was just too soft and not powerful enough for Maleficent. And when you said King Stefan's Castle, I heard major puffs right there. Then there were puffs at the end with a lot of words that you had. And I have that ageless, now I can't even say it. Ageless sleep was mashed and, like, sounded really weird. You should have just, like, slowed down on that or something.
Your diction was kind of all over the place. I mean, I say that, like, parts of it were, like, really good, and then parts of it were, like, the ageless sleep thing, where, like, I don't know if maybe you weren't sure of the words or something, but you, like, stumbled some of the consonants in places. But, like, your vowels were all good, mostly.
Yeah, I just had a problem with... Like, your diction, you would, like, mash words together, and I think you could have just slowed down. So, but yeah, your laugh at the end I thought was good, but you were just too, for Maleficent, the whole time,
yeah,
you were just too quiet and too soft for Maleficent. Be really powerful. Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to be out there.
She's evil and she knows it and she lets the whole world know it.
Yeah, she's creepy looking and evil and you just gotta bring that out there. So, that's what I have for Janie Girlie.
All right, seven. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I was going to say what you're about to say.
Oh, yes or
I'm
no?
I'm going to go ahead and say no.
Yeah, I was going
to
say
we no. Would, you are perfectly welcome to re-audition if you'd like. We would appreciate it, but...
I just don't think the... Yeah. I don't think the song was very suiting, and I just think the monologue was, like, the totally wrong monologue for you. Like, if your voice really is that soft...
Yeah, don't pick
don't
a villainous.
Pick a scene pick, where you have pick, to be really powerful.
Like, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, just if your voice if it really is that soft and you weren't, like, being quiet on purpose, then don't pick a villain song or villain scene or anyone powerful, any powerful scene like that. All right. So we're still with five. But that's all right. All right, so the next audition is Bright Disaster. His song is I See the Light from Tangled, which I think is interesting because in Animation Sensation, he said he wants to hear me sing Rapunzel. Yeah. And then, okay.
That kind of impressed me right there because, like, I was both impressed and then disappointed by Blue Man because he remembered, like, he knew that Tara Strong voiced Melody, which that's kind of obscure because not very many people have seen The Little Mermaid 2 because it was direct-to-video. It was never released in theaters. But so it kind of impressed me that he knew that. And then he didn't know that Mandy Moore was Rapunzel. And I'm like,
I know.
Dang it. You know the obscure stuff, but not the mainstream stuff. Why?
He knew that, but he didn't know Mandy Moore. And then he didn't know that
Zachary Levi
was Flynn. And I was like, okay. But you know, The Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
So, the second one, for that matter. But anyway, he's singing Flynn's part in I See the Light from Tangled, and his monologue is from the beginning of Aladdin.
Yes.
I don't know this guy's name, so I put Aladdin Small Dude in the beginning.
He's like the street vendor. I don't think he has a name, but he's another Robin Williams character.
I know. I found that out like 2 days ago. I'm not even joking.
I love Robin Williams so much. He's so funny.
I know.
He does like fabulous voices.
He is awesome. Okay. So...
let's listen to Bright Disaster.
Woo!